Shakira, is that you?
Little, little, little.
Oh my God, you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Little, little, little.
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Little, little, little.
Don't touch that dial.
So, you coming home with me tonight?
Haha, yeah, sure. I don't see why not.
Hey, we should totally do a line before we go.
She, I don't see why not. Get out my pub. What?
Fentanyl is a powerful synthetic opioid. Even a tiny amount can be deadly. Many street drugs are laced with fentanyl without people knowing. If you or someone you know needs help, call the SAMHSA helpline, 1-800-662-HELP. It's free, confidential, and open 24/7. Again, 1-800-662-HELP.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. On Friday, February 27th, see the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars starting at 7 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. On Saturday, February 28th, starting at 4 p.m., join the Dominican Student Association for Noche de la Independencia, a vibrant celebration of Dominican Independence Day, heritage, and community, happening at the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Sunday, March 1st, happening at 3 p.m., join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fifth Cell Hall, Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
WONY 90.9 FM. You're tuned in. Obscurities with Magna Chanel. I have a very special person on the line right now. Here we go. State your name and business, please. Oh, wait. There you go. State your name and business now.
My name is Veronica Chanel, and I'm Magnus's mom.
Ha! Wait, hold on. Good morning, Oneonta. All right, Mom.
Wow. What a crowd.
They love you. They absolutely love you. They adore you. I mean, we're maybe holding them hostage, but yeah. You're a riot. They love you over here. How's it going? Sunday night.
It's going great.
It's going. I got the truth.
Couldn't be happier. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Happy to be here. We had a very, it was a special day a few days ago. It was your birthday a few days ago. So this is your birthday show. So we're going to do a birthday show. No, we're not going to laugh. We're going to clap. It's your birthday.
Yay! All right.
Yes. So you sent me a bunch of stuff to play, did you not?
I did too.
Okay. And in a particular order or in any particular order?
Just random.
Random. Okay, so random. I'm gonna take over your birthday show and play what I want to hear first, because
yeah,
I don't know, not that I don't care, but you put on some really funny stuff, and I think we're gonna enjoy it. So
I hope,
I hope the listeners enjoy. If you're listening, you know, I hope my mother has influenced you in any sort of way. And they're going to clap again for that. Because, you know, they love Veronica Chanel here.
Aw, shucks.
Okay. I was very surprised to see this particular song on this playlist, because I have been listening to this on my own time, separate from... I didn't even know that you liked this. So we're going to just listen. We're just going to go with the flow here, you know? Yeah. A lot of this stuff I like. Well, like the, I don't know. They're just gonna listen. They're gonna be surprised. It's gonna be great. Okay, are you cool with that, Mom?
Can't wait. Let's go.
Yes, here we go. I'll house you.
Take these, y'all. Take these, y'all. Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. You and my husband, my husband. Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. You in my hut now. When you're in my hut, you know what's up. Let your mind be free. Relax your body. Jump, jump. A little higher, jump, jump until you get tired. House your body, house your body, house your body to the face. House it all over the place, but don't let nobody get in your way. Tonight's your night, today's your day. Africa will hear you wrong.
Say what?
House music all night long.
Say what?
House music all night long.
Say what?
House music all night long.
Say what?
House music all night long. I'll house you.
Don't you know?
I house you,
don't you know that?
I house you,
you in my hut now.
Don't you know that? I house you,
don't you know?
He will. I house you,
yo.
I house you, you in my hut now. Girl, I see you. Do what you do. Go on, girl, and act the fool. There's no need to play it cool. Everybody shake your body.
We got to make this a real house.
Come on, come on, and stick with me. I'll keep things the way they should be. Keep your house until you sweat, cause you ain't seen nothing yet. House is food and you need it. If I feed it, you should eat it. Say, house your body, house your body. Say, house your body, house your body. Get on my G, won't spin you wrong. House music all night long.
Say what?
House music all night long.
Say what?
House music all night long. House music all night long.
Yeah.
I'll house you.
Yeah.
I'll house
you. Do that.
I'll house you.
Yeah.
You in my hut now.
I'm just saying.
You can do that. I'll house you.
Word.
Yeah. I'll house you.
Woman.
I'll house you.
Yeah.
You in my hut now. Sweet daddy, break it all down. Round and round and round and round and round and hear the house music steady, steady pounding. Feel the energy rush up to your face. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the bass. Come on.
This is a blank one out of this cat. We'll be right back.
back. Too strong.
Check this out.
It's the blank one out of this text. It's the blank one out of this text.
I was surprised to see that one.
You've been listening to that song?
I love that song, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, why was that on there, you know? You could sit if you want to put headphones on and listen. Yeah, all good. Yeah, I have a trainee in right now, Grace.
Oh, hey, Grace.
She can't hear you, but my mother says hi. She says hi back. No, that album is ridiculous. Like, I like, because I got it like that.
Oh my God, one of my favorites.
I mean, Straight Out the Jungle is classic.
Yep. Classic. Left My Wallet in El Segundo.
I don't even know that one.
Yep.
Get it. Should we keep it going, like an upbeat vibe? Should we keep that going? Because there's some stuff that's less upbeat on here.
It's your show, babe.
Okay.
Whatever you think.
All right. So we're going to keep it going. You want it upbeat. I know this is one of your favorite songs of all time. I am sure anyone that knows you also knows this is your favorite song of all time. So here we go.
extend yourself at least 18 inches.
Right out through the top of your head. Do this now.
That's it. That's it. And you are now back to your normal size. And I want you to do the exercise out through the top of your head once again. And this time,
you'll extend yourself at least 18 inches.
Somebody who doesn't want you. And I've been waiting for a year or a day. Some strange weather must be blowing my way. Cause I got no mind to go or to stay or be left behind. Holding hands with an empty dream. River, the infidels shiver in the stench of belief. And tell my mama I'm 100 years late. I'm over the rails and out of the race. The crippled psalms of an age that won't thaw ringing in my ears. Holding hands with an infinite dream in a brothel of fake energy. Somebody who doesn't want you. Holding hands with an infinite dream. In a brothel of fake energy. Put a nickel in a graveyard machine. I get higher and lower. I get higher and lower. Like a tired soldier with nothing to shoot. We'll be right back.
When they beat upon a broken guitar in other streets, the reek of tropical charms, the embassies lying hideous yards where tourists gnaw and decay. But when they dance in a reptile blaze, you wear a mask, an equatorial haze into the past, a colonial maze where there's no more confetti to throw. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a power that you couldn't sell. Misery nights in fake hotels. You're out of luck, singing funeral songs to the studs. The anabolic and bonds, they seem to strut in their millennial fog till they fall down into flames. Oh, and now you've had your fun under an air-conditioned sun. It's burned into your eyes, leaves you plain and left behind. I see them rise and fall into the jaws of a past and you wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a power in itself. Misery waits in big hotels.
Afternoon. Can you hear me?
Hi, yes.
Hello, long time no see.
Long time. It really has been a long time to me.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
No. I mean, I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, yeah. We have not seen each other in a while. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Spring break is upon us soon.
Yeah.
Very soon.
That's going to be awesome.
Excited.
So, Bottle Blues.
Bottle Blues, we heard Bottle of Blues. Or first we heard Love Vigilantes.
Oh, right. Okay, Love Vigilantes. I remember...
Which is a favorite of hers. If you want to sit, you can put it on.
Fond memory, driving home with you guys after work.
With what, Bottle of Blues, or is this Love Vigilantes? Yeah.
And me playing it and blasting it and singing it and then asking you guys if you like it. Isn't it great? Isn't it so emotional? It's happy. It's sad. Oh, my gosh. And you guys are like, yeah, Mom. Can you lower it now, please?
So now I know where I get my, like, insufferable need to, like, play music for people.
Okay, yeah.
That's where I get it from.
I will take that.
It's okay, you know. And then we heard Bottle of Blues.
Bottle of Blues?
Yeah.
I was so happy to go see Beck with you. It was right after COVID.
We did see Beck.
Yep. And what made it super special was when he announced that his mother was in the crowd.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know, he did, like, really good stuff that set. And, like, I don't know. He did that. Well, we talk about him often. But he did that song by Daniel Johnston that I, like, was completely taken away when he did that. Like, and then he did the Velvet Underground, too. And I, like, couldn't believe it at all. Like, when he did the Daniel Johnston, like, the song is so sad. And it makes me so sad. And he just, like, broke out with it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I never expected this in my life, you know. Beck playing one of my favorite songs. Like, that's, like, one of my favorite songs. Like, I feel like me saying that it's one of my favorite songs is, like, I like the song a lot. I feel like every song that I enjoy is my favorite song, you know, could be my favorite song on a good day. You know what I mean? So, like, if you ask me on the right day, I would say that that's my favorite song, you know?
Yeah. And you get that favorite song thing from your Aunt Sheila.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when we were kids and she was 10 years older than me, so she drove us around a lot and she played music, you know, on the radio. And every 5 minutes she would say, this is my favorite song.
That's me for sure. For sure.
So now she's whenever a song comes on that she like, oh, Sheila's your favorite song.
That I get that for sure. That's me, definitely. I think we might be related. I'm not sure.
Definitely related.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway, you know what's so funny at that show that we played in Nyack? For those of you listening, my band played a show in Nyack recently, Nyack, New York, and the doorman was like being a weirdo to like my friend, and he was like trying to make him, like he was trying to make his girlfriend pay to get in to the show, and like if you're there 3 hours before doors, why would you make that person pay? You know what I mean? Like, come on, like what? So, but he was just being a weirdo about it. And he was, like, calling me over to pay for her. And I was like, are you talking to me? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, what do you want? And he's like, oh, is your girl here? And I'm like, no, what? And he's like, oh, it's your friend. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's not me. I'm not him. And he's like, oh, well, you look really alike. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, maybe ask your mother. And he, like, kept saying this thing about, like, ask your mom. Like, maybe your mom's not telling you the truth. And I was like, dude, what are you even, like, you're a weirdo. Like, what are you trying to say
right now?
Oh, my God. It's a freak. Totally.
It's kind of funny, though.
It was. But the funniest part, he said that. And then the funniest part was that he wouldn't drop it. Like, he brought it up 10 minutes later after we were on some other conversation thing. You know what I mean? Like, he just, like, kept bringing it up like it was, like, so important. That he, like, needed me to know if I was related to Josh or not. It was Josh.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, is this really, like, that high up on your priority list that you have to, like, let me know that, like, I'm related to a friend of mine and, like, I gotta check in with my mother about it? Like, what are you doing? Come on. I'm gonna keep going with the songs on the playlist.
Keep going.
Do you have any immediate requests? I know.
You do?
What'd you say? What'd you say?
No, I want to know if you read my mind. Go ahead.
I think The Fall.
Okay.
I think The Fall. I think The Fall.
Yeah. An everyday Joe like myself. I know it's like
crazies. End of the month, they're out of food.
Hey, you're Snake Plissken, ain't you?
I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired.
Can't you say?
Totally wired. Can't you see? Butterfly stomach ground grounds. I drank a jar of coffee and then I took some of these. And I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired.
Totally wired.
always worry.
License to kill gophers.
I'm always worried. What's up, Mom?
Hey, that was awesome.
You got to the fall story? I know you do.
Yeah, because we met Marky Smith when he played at the Loop Lounge.
For those of you that don't know, Marky Smith is the leader of the fall, this great man from Manchester. Manchurian artist established in an unmistakably unique style. In it.
In it.
In it. You know what that means? In it?
I was assuming it means, isn't it?
That's very true, but I did not know that until I went there. I didn't know that until I went there. The fall. 50,000 fall fans can't be wrong, Mom. You know that?
That's right. I couldn't believe all the hits that their songs got. Like, when I was looking up these songs, I was like, oh my God, wow.
They're
a
class band. Like, they're class new wave. Like, I don't know. I feel they're, like, sincerely underrated. Like, I don't know. Like, they are, like, the most underrated band of all time, I think. Like, I wouldn't be upset if someone else said that about them. You know what I mean?
They're so good.
Like, the most underrated band of all time. Like, even if you don't like the, like, weird no-wave stuff, the Infotainment Scan is, like, a disco record, you know what I mean? Like, a disco post-punk record, like, it's incredible music, incredible music.
Yeah, incredible. You know. We were following them when they were playing in New York. We went to a few shows, and, you know, Dad has his story, but my story is that they're coming. Somehow Bruce from the Loop Lounge gets a hold of the band somehow, and they're going to come out and play at the Loop.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh my gosh, you've just been driving them around New York, Chris. Oh my God, they're going to come to the Loop. This was amazing. And so we're at the Loop, and Chris is like on the lookout for them to pull up.
There
and
you
then
go.
They pull up, and Chris goes, I'll be right back. I'll come back and get you. And it was John Monroe and I at the bar, all giddy. Oh, my God, we're going to meet Marky Smith. Oh, my God, this is amazing. And then my fear was that he wasn't going to come back for us. And it was just going to be like Chris and the band, because the band didn't want to come into the bar pre-show, you know?
Yeah, like what, I'm playing at the bar. I'm not going to drink at the bar that I'm playing at. What do you mean?
Who does that, right?
Yeah, why would I do that? I'm not going to drink at the bar that I'm playing at. That's like a bum. Right. I'm not a bum. I'm working.
And then I'm like, John, you can't go without me. And he's like, I'm not going to leave you. And then Chris pulls us out. We get in the car with Marky Smith. John and I are in the back, like hitting each other, like, oh my gosh. But quietly to be cool. And then we go to another bar and Chris plays pool with him while John and I are sitting on the sidelines again going, oh my God, we can't believe this is happening. Oh my God.
That's great.
Connections. We brought him to Connections around the corner. And then that was the beginning of the end, I think, because soon after that, they broke up.
Well, when was this, though?
What's that?
When was this, though?
Oh, I guess in the mid-90s, late 90s.
So they, like, were, like, a legitimate band up until late 90s. Like, the same, not the same, but, like, they were, like, pretty much the same band, like, late 80s, early 90s. And then, like, it all hit the fan in the late 90s.
Yeah, I mean, legend has it that it's all your dad's fault.
It's my dad's fault. My dad broke up the fall. 50,000 fall fans can't be wrong, and he's one of them. And I guess he was wrong.
God. Well, he just came back so drunk, and we had no idea. It really wasn't dad's fault at all.
No,
I
think it was.
He was in the mood.
I'm blaming my father.
Yeah, they got up and did like one or two songs, and then it was like over. And I kept saying, no, they're going to come back. It's all part of the act.
No.
And they never came back.
Wishful thinking, maybe. Wishful thinking for a drunk.
And before I even knew your dad, my friend Angel had a old pair of Doc Martens. He probably still has them. And he said, look down. I'm standing next to him. He says, look down. And one shoe written on across the top says the, and the other one says fall.
Fall.
And I went, you crazy, Angel.
The fall.
So much fun.
Incredible. So we have a limited amount of time before my good friend Andrew Treblecock does whatever I want on WONI 90.9 FM, Oneonta. So if you have any more of specifics of what you would like to play, Mom, because I can play whatever, but if you have anything specifically, Jenny gave a request.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I know what she asked for.
What?
Her specialty.
What? Oh, she asked Orphans by Beck.
Oh, okay.
You know that one?
Yeah, of course.
I don't.
All right. We'll play it, baby.
Here we go.
Then we'll see.
All right. We'll see.
Okay.
50,000 Beck fans can't be wrong, and I'm one of them. Here we go. Orphans by Beck.
Think I'm stranded, but I don't know where. I got this diamond that don't know where to shine. In the sun where these dark winds wail, these children leave the rulers behind. As we cross gently each from a Rubicon, the matchsticks for my bones. If we can learn how to freeze ourselves alive, we can learn to leave these burdens to burn. Cast out these creatures of war, shatter themselves, fighting a fire with your bare hands. Now my journey takes me further south. I wanna hear what the blind men sing. With the fossils and the gypsy bones, I'll stand beside myself so I'm not alone. How can I make new again? What rust every time it rains? And the rain it comes, floods our lungs, puts us off and thin the tidal waves wake. If I wake up and see my maker coming, with all of his crimson and his iron desire, tread the streets with the baggage of longing to be loved, undestroyed, from a void, till we claim our sand in your hand.
So peaceful and tender. to die till it's over. And
hello, Mom. I hope you're still there. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yes, she's still there. She's still there. And they're not laughing. They're applauding. They're happy. Okay.
All my fans. I love them all.
They're all your fans. They love you. You have a lot of fans, if you didn't know. Everyone loves you.
I want to shout out to everybody who did listen to this show.
Shout out to everyone who listened. We love you, appreciate you, for sure. Shout out, Obscurities of Magna Chanel. Yeah.
Great show.
Great show. I have one more song, but I think we have to call it quits, unfortunately, W-O-N-Y. Wait, hold on. I want to play like a, oh, sound effect, but I don't think I have it. Yup. Oh, wait. Angry Arena. Yeah, sorry. We have to finish.
That's right. They're angry. They want more.
Yeah, all right. So since it is your birthday, it's not today, but it was a few days ago. Since it was your birthday, I'm going to play this song. This is the last song I got to play. But thank you for tuning in. WONY 90.9 FM. You're listening to Obscurities with Magna Chanel. You were listening to a selection of songs that my mother submitted. Veronica Chanel, say hello.
Yeah.
Say goodbye. Yes. Matter of fact,
it was a great time. I had fun.
Great time. I'm going to leave you with Birthday by the Sugar Cubes for the birthday girl. Here we go.
Yay.
Yeah.
got punked. Obscurity is with Magna Chanel. Tune in.
What in the hell happened?
Oh, yes, it is a beautiful night. Do you think we're alone in the universe? Wait, what's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us.
Probably.
Agreed.
What? No!
Ah!
Oh, that's all? You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities.